Today's shiur's Masechta Brachos Daf Lamed Tes. We will begin on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, the bottom line. Amalei Rabbi Yimiel Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yochanan, Heichem Mevarach Azayis Meliach. We had an extensive discussion at the end of yesterday's shiur that Rabbi Yochanan made a bracha Azayis Meliach. We had a discussion, what bracha did he make? What bracha Rishayna? What bracha Achrayna? And the question is, how did he make a bracha achroina, on a salted olive? Don't we have a situation, kiven the shkila l'grine, once he took out the pit inside the olive, batzle shura, you don't have a full kazayas. And we know that in order to make a bracha, you have to have at least a kazayas, because we know that the shear is achila. And as the Mishnah Brewer explains, the Torah says, V'chalta v'svata uverachtas Hashem alakecha. So the lashon achila is always when you have at least a kazayis. So even though for brichas hamozim midaraisa, the halacha is you have to have a svia. But the Torah, by using the word v'achalto, teaches us that the minimum you have to have in order to make a bracha achroina is a kezayis. Tosfos Divrei Maskil Botzer LeShura, a very important Tosfos. We unfortunately don't have the time to learn the Tosfos inside. He says that when we speak about shir kezayis, that's only regarding the bracha achroina. When it comes to the bracha rishayna, the halacha is that there you even have a minimum amount of food, you have to make a bracha rishayna. And the reason is because asal adam lahenos ma'alam hazeh b'loi bracha, one cannot even have the minimum amount of hanav from this world without making a bracha. And therefore, you have to make a bracha Rishayna. But here we're talking about the bracha achroina. Amalei, to which he responded, mi savrit kazayis golbinen. There are different sizes of kazayis. There are larger kazayis, and there are smaller, there's larger olives, and there are smaller olives. Kazayis beinen be'ika, all you need to have is a average size kazayis. Vahu da'isel kamed Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore, the kazayis that was the olive that was brought in front of Rabbi Yochanan, the afgav the shaklula granusa was a zayis kol hayu, was a large olive. The afgav the shaklula granusa, and even though they removed the pit, pashle shurei, it still was a size of a kazayis. The Tanan, as indeed the Mishnah teaches us, zayis sha'amru lekotn v'legodl, it's not a large one nor a small one. Elabeinani v'zaguri, a guri is a type of olive, that size olive is the kazayis that we speak about b'chol haTorah kula. Vama Ravua, loy aguri shema, its real name is not aguri, ela agrusi shema, vama le samrusi shema, v'lama nikra shema aguri, so if its real name is either avruti or samrusi, why is it called aguri? Answers the Gemara, sheshamna oga b'tarichai. There's a lot of oil in the flesh of the olive. So what that means is that usually olives, when they get ripened, the oil starts coming out, especially when rain falls on it. This is a type of a olive that holds its oil, and that or olive size is the size of the olive that we speak about, b'chol haTorah kula. So here we learn that the shir achila to be chayiv birchas hamazon, bracha achroina, is a kazayis. However, that's not the only factor to take into consideration when you make a bracha achroina. Because besides needing the shir kazayis that we just discussed, but it also has to be eaten up b'chtei achilas pras, which is anywhere from 2 minutes to 9 minutes. So if you didn't eat it up in that amount of time, even though you ate a shir kezayis, there is no chiyuv a bracha achrayna. Interesting to point out, that's only regarding a bracha achrayna that we're discussing here in the shir for alamichya by Rei Nefashos. But when we speak about benching, birchas hamazon, so as we said earlier in our shir, the Torah, when it teaches us the halacha birchas hamazon, says v'chalta v'savata uverachta. So the Torah says that if you are v'savata, if you are satiated, you need to say birchas hamazon. And therefore, the halacha is, if someone is satiated, even though it took him a longer time to eat the food, but the reality is, he's v'savata. And therefore, even if it took longer than kedei achilas pras, but if he's v'savata, has a chiv birchas hamazon deraisa. There is a machlokes apoiskim. What is the shir by shtiya? Is it the amount of time to drink a revius? Do some say the amount of time to drink that here too the shir is kedei achilas pras? Where does this question come up? This question comes up if somebody's drinking a hot coffee, a hot tea, which many people don't just drink in one shot. They drink it slowly. And it takes longer, certainly, than shtei achilas revius, which is a very short amount of time. Another question is, what do you do with a bracha achrayna? So it seems that the poskim are of the opinion that we can't make a bracha achrayna because we took too long to drink. There are two, however, on the other hand, if this is the normal way of drinking this beverage, maybe the shir of kedei achilas, shir vias, or shir kezayis ought not to apply. So the minig is, says the Mishnah Berurah, drink your coffee, drink your tea slowly, but at the end of your drinking of your coffee, your tea, leave over the shir revius, and if you leave over that amount, those couple of ounces, and that you drink quickly, then certainly you'll be mechuyev and a bracha achrayna. As I said, this Taisus that on Aramid Batzlei Shura is a very important Taisus regarding Hilchas Brachas. Taisus quotes the opinion of the Ri that for Borei Nefashos, since it's not a bracha chshuva, the dinim that we're learning in our Mishnah, that you need a shear, in our Gemara, that you need a shear, do not apply. However, Taisus disagrees, and Taisus paskins, that once we said that by other brachas, we need to have the shear, kedei achilas pras, the shear kedei revius, that will be the halacha on Borei Nefashos as well. Another issue that Taisus raises is regarding achila beria. You ate a full item, even though it's not this shear. You ate a grape. A grape is smaller than kezayis, but you ate the entire grape. So Taisus suggests that we know throughout Shas, a beria, Masech Techulin, we discussed extensively, a berry is always considered a davar chashuv. And since a berry is considered a davar chashuv, maybe you have to make a bracha achrayna, even though you didn't eat the kashir of kezayis. Certainly, if you're eating a grape and you didn't eat the pit, so the pit is not, so now you don't have a berry. If you didn't eat it as a berry, you crushed it, you ground it up, you mashed it, so it loses the shame barrier, and therefore you wouldn't be mechuyev even if you to make a bracha achrayna, even if you hold that the shear is that a berry is mechuyev a bracha achrayna. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, what a person should avoid doing is eating a whole grape, eating a seedless grape. Avoid just eating one whole seedless grape. Because now you have a question if you have to make a bracha achrayna. Taisus also quotes the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that on if somebody made a brachal of atolah chas v'shalom, he should say baruch shem kvoy machusoy loylam voed. What does that accomplish? Because as the Shalos Tshuvos Panim Iris discusses, and as we've discussed previously in our shiur, what is the issue of a brachal of atolah? The issue of brachal of atolah is that you might see shem shemayim levatolah. By saying baruch shem kvoid machusoy loylam voed, then you've sort of mitigated the avera of baruch shem kvoid machusoy loylam voed. Tosfos also there quotes the Yerushalmi that let's say somebody had a food in his hand and he had intention to eat the food and he was going to make a brach on the food and the food drop. The halacha is that he should, if he takes another food, he has to make a baruch shem kvoid, he has to make a bracha again. He says, the crazy place he explains, that this is halacha in birchas hanenin. Birchas hamitzvahs means, let's say somebody wanted to shecht an animal, and before you shecht an animal, the halacha is you're supposed to make a bracha. He shechted the animal, and it turns out to be a treif. So the bracha, the first bracha he made actually turned out to be a bracha that he wasn't yaitzu with. But there, the halacha is you wouldn't make a new bracha. Because that's not a birchas hamitzvahs, that's a birchas hanenin. So continues the Gemara. Name of Katanoi. We go back to the discussion that we had in yesterday's shiur, what is the bracha, what is the proper bracha on cooked vegetables? The Anitrei Talmidim that Aviyosaka made the Rapapa. There were two Talmidim that sat in front of Bakapara. He viewed in front of Kruv. They brought with him cabbage, the dermiskin. Dermiskin is an herb that it's a type of a spinach. The pargius is a type of a meat. And Bakapara gave Rishus to one of them to be the one to make the bracha. Pash Pshat is that the halacha is that one person can make the bracha for the entire group that's sitting there together. However, the Paiskim aren't quite certain that that's what it means, because the Pnei Yeshua says that that's when we eat hamotzi. So we make hamotzi, one person makes the bracha for the entire group. But it's clear that we're not referring here to the birchas hamotzi. So therefore, the Pnei Yeshua wants to suggest that these were foods that are not normally brought to the table in the middle of the meal. And the halacha is that are foods that are not normally brought to the table in the middle of the meal, you have to make a separate bracha. And these were those types of foods, and that's why this question came up. This Talmud made a shahakal on the meat. Liglov Chaveroi. And his Chaveroi were laughing at him for having done the wrong thing. Kos Bakapara. Bakapara got upset at him for doing so. And Omar, he says, I'm upset. Loy alam mevarach anikoyis. I'm not upset at the person who made the bracha. Elo alam alagleg anikoyis. The person who was mocking the person who made the bracha. And he said, Im chavercha doim kemishloi tom tam basma oilam. If your colleague is like somebody who never tasted meat, and therefore he jumped to eat the meat, ato amal lakdalov. Why did you mock him? Chazvomer. And then Bakapara said, Loyal Malagleg Anikoyus, I'm not upset at the person who was mocking, El Al Mivarch Anikoyus. Vamar, and he said, Im Chachma in Kan, if you don't consider me a Chachma, Zikna in Kan, am I not an older person? And before you jump to make the bracha, you should have consulted with me what is the proper bracha to make besides just jumping and making the shahakal on the meat. Tana, says the Gemara, v'shneim lahetzi shnosim. Both did not survive. Of course, the Mefarshim explained, it wasn't that he meant to chas v'sholem curse them. But what happened was, where there is a kapeid of a tzaddik, where a tzaddik gets upset, even if it's not his intention to curse them. Of course it wasn't his intention to curse them. The halacha is, you should have the proper kavod talmid chacham, and they didn't have that proper kavod, and therefore they were punished. So says the Gemara, my lab alchemifki. What was, it seems, the dispute between these 12 talmidim? The mevarach sover, the one who made the bracha, was of the opinion, shlokas, that on cooked vegetables, or pargios, and on chicken, meat, the bracha on both of them is the same. Both of them, the bracha is shahako nir bedvara. Hilkoch. So now if you have two foods with identical brachas, you make the bracha on the food that you prefer. And he liked the pargios better than the vegetables. But the one who was mocking him was of the opinion that shlokas, that even though it's cooked vegetables, still the halacha is that on a cooked vegetable you make a bari pri adama. But on pargis, there's no question, the halacha is you make a shakal nir bedvaroi. And therefore he said that when there's two brachas, one bracha is a bari pri adama, and one bracha is a shakal nir bedvaroi, you make the bari pri adama, not the shakal. And that's why he felt that he should have made the bracha on the cooked vegetable. But what do we see from here? That the halacha is that you make that on cooked vegetables, there was a machlokes, what is the proper bracha? Shahakol or bari pri adama? Says Marloi, that wasn't the situation. The kol alma shlokos apargios, everybody agrees that cooked vegetables and pargios, the bracha shahakol nir bedvaroi. So what was the machlokes? The dispute was the following. One held that when you have two foods with identical brachas, you make the bracha on the food that you prefer. And the other one held, it's not that what to make the bracha on what you think is better. You make the bracha on the food that has more nourishment. And this food has more nourishment, the vegetables, and therefore you should make the bracha. The halacha is that when you have two foods with identical brachas, then you make the bracha on the food that you prefer. However, of course, hamoitzi comes before everything else. The order is hamoitzi. We'll talk about this more later in the Masechta. Moitzi, mezoinus, ho'eitz, hadoma, shahakal. However, I did see in the Sefer, Chashukei Chemed, there could be an exception to this rule. The exception to this rule is if you'll have one food that is ho'eitz and another food is ha'adoma. But the food that's a ha'adoma, you also have to make a shechiyonu on. It's a food that you haven't eaten. And therefore, since it's a food that you haven't eaten, you have to make a shechiyonu. So maybe the food that's the ha'adoma, which, as we just discussed, should not be the first food to make on the bracha on. But because it has the extra bracha, so you have two brachas on this food, and the other food only has one bracha, you should make the bracha on the food that has the shechiyonu. Says the Gemara, Amrav Zeira, Kavina Bei Rav Huna, Amlan, Hani Gargilei de Lifta, turnip heads, Permina Prima Rabba, if they were cut into large pieces, the loch is, you make a Bari Priya Dhamma. We're no longer discussing, says Rashi, the issue of cooked vegetables, raw vegetables. This is a vegetable that they used to eat raw. So then you make a bari pri adama. But if you cut them into prima zuta, then he says you make a shahakal nir bedvaroi, because you've downgraded the value of this food. And whenever you downgrade it, you go down a level. So from the bari pri adama, you go to shahakal nir bedvaroi. However, says the Gemara, V'chasam l'beir of Yehuda, when we came to the yeshiva of Yehuda, Amalon, idi bari pri adama. In both situations, whether it's cut into large pieces or into small pieces, you should make a bari pri adama. V'haydi per minut fei, we just said that if you cut it into small pieces, maybe it should change. He says, when you cut into small pieces, all you're accomplishing is kedenantik tame. It's sweeter, it tastes better, but it isn't that you downgraded the value of the food. And since you haven't downgraded the value of the food, the halacha is that you should make a bari pri adama then as well. Om Rav Ashi, ki avinan bei Rav Kahana, omlan tafshila de silka, if you have a cooked beet dish, de loy mafshe ba kimcha, in which you do not put in a lot of flour, the loch is bari pri adama. The lifsa, but if you have a turnip, cooked turnips, the mafshe ba kimcha tvei, where you put in a lot of flour, the loch is you make a bari binim zaynus. V'had omer, but then he said, it makes no difference whether it's the beets or the turnips. In both situations, even though they have flour, the halacha is bari pri adama. V'hai deshar by kimcha tfei. We put in a lot of flour. L'dvuki ba'alma avdalei. It's only there to give consistency to the food. So as we spoke in yesterday's shir, even though we learned in yesterday's shir, kol sheyesh bei b'chamisha saminim, any food that has in it from the chamisha saminim, the halacha is that you make a bari mine mezoinus. Here, we learned a new din. We learned here that if the chamesh saminim, if the flour is only there l'dbuke ba'alma, just to add consistency, then you make the bracha of the vegetable, not the bracha of the flour. Am Rav Chisda, and says Rav Chisda, tafshel tardin, yofla leiv, it's healthy for the heart, v'toiv le'nayim, and it's good for the eyes, v'koshken l'bnei ma'ayim, and it's very good for the digestive system. It's a laxative. Amar Abaya, but when is that the case? The yosar be tipi v'ovet tuchtuch, until it sits so long in the pot that the beets become so soft that they make a tuchtuch sound when they make a tuchtuch sound when they're boiling. And as the Sefer Magid Teluma from the Bnei Yisachar explains, since we know the Gemara Masecht Avodah Zarah, Daf Chof Chesam Beis, says Shureiki the Aina Belibitalia, the eyes and the heart are connected to each other. So here the food, which is Yofla Leiv, if this beet dish is good for the heart, then it'll automatically also be good for the eyes. And then since whatever you see, food that you see, you enjoy more. So therefore, the food that you're seeing, because it's good for your eyes, will also help the rest of your system. Amarav Papa, pshitli, mai de silka kesilka. If you cook beets, the water in which you cook the beets, the soup that you cooked, will be a bari pri adama. Maya the lifter, or if you cook turnips, the turnip soup you eat, the bracha will be bari pri adama. Or may the kulishalki, all cooked vegetables, the soup of that cooked vegetable, the halacha will be the same bracha as the vegetable. But bari repapa, may the shiftamai, what's the halacha if you put dill and you cook dill? What will be the halacha? Do we say l'mtuke tam avidi? It's there to add taste. It's only there to take away any bad odor that dish may have. And therefore, the bracha on the dill is not a question. Toshma, hasheves dill, mishnasa tam begdera. Once it gives taste in the food, ein be mishum truma. The halacha is that they don't have a halacha of truma with all the restrictions of truma. It's no longer considered an oichel. Shmamina l'mtuke tama avdala. It's here to give taste to the dish. Shmamina. And therefore, since it's here to wants to give the fact that it keeps on talking about giving flavor, we clearly see that the issue here is an issue of that the sheves, the dill, is here for flavor. So now, we need to have a conversation. We're talking about soup of a vegetable, You cook a vegetable in water. You have that vegetable soup. You make a bari pri hadafa, dama. So the question is, why is this different with what we learned in our previous shiur, that on fruit juice, you make a shahakal? So the Rashba says, so according to the Rashba that we discussed in our previous shiur, the Rashba wasn't ready to say that are all fruit juices and vegetable juices, we don't make ha'etz or ha'adama. He said that the fruits and the vegetables, which are used for eating and not for making juice, so therefore the juice that comes out from them is considered zeya ba'alma, and therefore you don't make the ha'etz or ha'adama. But therefore, vegetables like the beets and turnips of our shear, which are usually used for making soup, so therefore you should make adama, just like a vegetable or a fruit that the Rashba holds, which is used to make a juice, indeed, you'll make ha'etz or ha'adama. The Bach, indeed, paskens that the bracha for prune juice is bari pri eitz, because prunes were commonly used for the juice. The Magen Avraham, however, disagrees. He says that there's a fundamental difference between a juice and a soup. He says, vegetables used in soups are usually grown for the purpose of soup making. Even though a large percentage of prunes are indeed used for juice, however, plums are primarily grown for eating, and only a small percentage of plums are eventually dried and turned into prunes. And therefore, he says that the bracha of prune juice is shahakal niya bedvaroi, no different from the bracha for other fruit juices, since most prunes are not grown for the purpose of making prune juice. So in other words, the Bach and the Magen Avraham agree with the Rashba that when we look at a fruit or a vegetable, we have to see for what purpose was it grown. However, the Rosh takes a very different approach. The Rosh says that the difference between soups and juices is not what is the purpose of what is usually done with that fruit, what is usually done with that vegetable. He says that soup, vegetable soup is cooked, as we described. Fruit juices are squeezed. And therefore, when you have a soup, it absorbs the full flavor of the cooked vegetable. And therefore, it retains the bracha of that vegetable. However, juices which are made from squeezed fruit do not have the same flavor as the actual fruit. And that's what the Rosh says is what the Gemara meant in the previous year when it said it's zeya ba'alma. And therefore, he says that on a juice we'll make a shahakal niya bedvaroi, and a fruit juice, vegetable juice, no matter what the purpose was, although we did discuss yesterday orange juice from oranges that were made, that are grown particularly for juice, may be different. And vegetable soup, the bracha is bari pri hadama. And that's the opinion of Tosfos as the Rosh as well, and that's the halacha. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi, patsanuma bakara. If you have dried bread in a bowl, we say hamoitzi. Or pligid Rav Chiya, says the Gemara, this is contrary to what Rav Chiya said. Dar Rav Chiya, tarach shetech lebracha imapas. We have to make the bracha that it should end together with breaking the bread. In halacha, there's a concept of serious halachas about betzias apas, the breaking of the bread. And when you break the bread, when do you make the bracha? And since we have to make the bracha with the breaking of the bread, and therefore you should make the bracha, you should break the bread when you're saying the bracha, not earlier. Maskala Rava asks on Rava on this question, Mashna the Tzluma Deloi, what is the special about dry bread? Should the Kikalia bracha, the issue is that when you're saying the bracha, a prusa Kikalia. Ask the Gemara, so even when you have a whole loaf of bread, a pas nami, kigamra, a prusa gamra. When you finish the bracha, you already have a slice of bread. You don't have a whole bread. Ela Marava says, Rava, that's not what you're supposed to do. What you're supposed to do is, Mevorech, first make the bracha, Vakach Beitzeya, and then only slice the bread. Says the Gemara, Navdoi Avdik Reb Chiya. Navdoi did what Reb Chiya said, that they broke the bread together with the finishing of the bracha. Rabbanan Avdik Rabbana, Krava, that they first finished the bracha, and then they broke the bread. Amar Ravina, Amarli Aim, Avuch Avid Reb Chiya, your father, as the Gemara says in many places, Ravina's father passed away when he was young, and therefore he did not know what his father's manhagim were. His mother used to tell him what his father's customs were. And she told him, Avich Ovid Reb Chiya, your father followed Reb Chiya, Dom Reb Chiya, Tzorach Shetichla Brocha Mapas. The bracha should be made together with the breaking of the bread. Rabbanon Avdi Kurova, the first they made the bracha, and then they broke the bread. Vilchasa, and indeed that's the aracha, the mevarech v'achkach betzeya. The first you make the bracha, and then you break the bread, because you want to make the bracha on a whole bread. But here two toisvis, on top of the Amid, the toisvis of the Hilchasa, speaks about this shaila. And the aloha is that this shaila is not that relevant in our world. We usually eat sliced bread. But the question is, Shabbos, what should you do? So Taisa says that a person who wants to follow the halacha, like we just learned, the halacha is like Rava. But on the other hand, if you want to follow the opinion of Rava, so there's going to be a hefsik, there's going to be an interruption from the making of the bracha until you eat the bread, because you have to slice this whole big loaf before you're going to be able to eat it. And therefore, Taisa says, cut into the loaf a significant cut, and therefore, since you have to cut a significant, you've already begun cutting this loaf of bread, so there won't be such a large interruption between the bracha and the eating of the bread. However, says Taisus, that only works during the week. It doesn't work on Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, we know it has to be, we'll speak about it later, a lechem sholem, a full loaf. And therefore Taisus says that on Shabbos you shouldn't do that, but you do make a mark, a small mark, not taking anything away from the actual challah that you're using because you want it to be a sholem, and then you make the bracha, and then you cut it, and then you eat it. Says the Gemara Itma, Hivilufnein petitzim v'shleimim. Somebody had pieces of bread and a whole loaf brought to him. Omer Rafuna, Mevarach al ha-petitzim, you make the bracha on the pieces, u'paiters v'shleimim. He holds that the fact that it's sholem doesn't make a difference. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, shleimim mitzvah min ha-mufchor. It's always better to make a bracha on the shleima. Avol, what happens if you have prusha shel chitin? So, and shleima shel min ha-soyrim. So the chitin, wheat bread, is always preferable over barley bread. There he says, says the Gemara, divrei hakol, everybody agrees, since the chitin is preferable over the soyrim, mevarach al ha-prusha shel chitin, u'paiter shleima shel soyrim. Amar Rabbi Yirmi Ba'aba, says the Gemara, maybe this last question is also machlokes tanoim. Ketanoi, the Mishnah, it speaks about truma. Tamar and batzel cotton, shalim, avloi chatz batzel cotton. That means we have an onion crop. So you don't have to take truma, obviously, from every onion. You take one onion for the entire crop. So says the Mishnah, take one whole small onion over a half a large onion. Yudaimer loy el kichatzi batzel gadol. The better to take the half large one. My laba hakamifki, because the halacha always is that you want to take tayrim min ayafa. You want to use the best for your truma. So this mandama holds choshev adif, the large half onion, which is better larger onions are better than smaller onions. So since the larger onion is better, that's what you should take as the truma. Or ma'asover, whereas the Tanakhama holds that shalom is always better. So isn't this question, do we look at what's better or do we look at what's whole? A machlok is tanom, says the Gemara. No, it's not the way to understand. Hechdik a koyin, where you have a koyin over here that you will immediately present him with the truma, kula amaloi pligi de choshev adif. Everybody agrees that what is better should be given to him. And therefore, the half of the large onion, which we just explained, is certainly better. That's what should be given as the truma. Ki pligi, the lek a koyin. The machloikis is, if there is no koyin present to give him the truma right away, we're going to have to wait. The Tanan, kol makom sheyesh koyin, wherever there's a koyin, tarim min hayofa, give him what's better. The kol makom she'ein koyin, but if there is no koyin, and I'm going to put it away until the koyin arrives, the Tana Kama holds, tarim min hamiskayin, take what will last longer. And a whole onion that wasn't cut will last longer. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the halacha is you always take, always min hayofa. And therefore, since we just explained that everybody agrees that the half of the large onion is better, you should take from the half of the large onion. Amar Nachman Yitzchak. So we had the question, if somebody has a whole loaf of one type of food, or a piece of bread, what should you do? Amar Nachman, Yir Shemayim Yitzchak Shnayim. A Yir Shemayim does everything. Manu, who, as an example of an individual, is a Yir Shemayim, Ma'brei de Ravina, the Ma'brei de Ravina, Meniach Prus V'Tach Shleima, he would take the small piece of bread over the whole piece, together with the whole piece, the small piece together with the whole piece, and that's how he would make the bracha, Ubetzeya, and that's how he would make the bracha. Tana Tana Kamed Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Meneach Prus V'Techa Shleima, take the small piece, the piece of the broken one together with the whole one, Mevarech. Amalei, so he asked him, Ma Shimcha, what is your name? Amalei Shalman. Amalei, so he said, Shalom Ata, your whole, Ushleima Mishnoscha, Shasamta Shalom B'Talmidim. There's nothing more important than Achdus, and what you've accomplished with the halacha that you just taught us, is that you created achdus amongst the Talmidim, and therefore, since you created achdus between Talmidim, you are a person that is worthy of a bracha. Amra Papa, Hakel Moedim Pesach. When it comes to Pesach, and we're going to eat Moitzi Matzah, everybody agrees, Shemaneach Prusa B'Toch Shleima, you put the, and now we're going to eat Moitzi Matzah, we know that for the mitzvah of matzah, we take the middle matzah, which we broke. Half we put away for the afikoyman. The other half we left for moitzi matzah. So we take that piece. And they also take the whole matzah, because you need the whole matzah to be yotze sudas yontif, or betzeya. My tama, why do we use the broken matzah? We're saying here that whole is always better. And all the matzahs are the same. So shouldn't we take the whole matzah? Because when the Torah speaks about lechem, when the Torah speaks about matzah on Pesach, the Torah calls it lechem oini. And since the Torah calls him lechem oini, that's why we have to take a broken piece of matzah. The only question is, when you take the matzah, so there's no question that you have to take the whole matzah, and you also have to take the half matzah. The whole matzah, as we're learning, to make a bracha on a whole matzah, and the half of matzah because of lechem oini. But there's a machloikis ha-menhagim, there's a different menhagim, do you take also the bottom matzah when you make the bracha of al-chilas matzah and you make the bracha of ha-moitzi? Because it's yontif. And in yontif, as we're about to learn, just like on Shabbos, you have to have lechem mishnah. And lechem mishnah requires two shleimim. And therefore, the minig in most communities is when they make the moitzi, they hold all three matzahs. The two whole matzahs in order to fulfill the mitzvah of lechem mishnah, and you're also holding the middle matzah because that's the matzah you're about to eat. But then, when you make the bracha of al-achilas matzah, you don't have to hold all three matzah, because then you only have to hold the half a matzah that you are going to use for lechem oini. But we also say you have to hold the whole matzah on top of it. I saw that the minig in certain communities in Yemen, for example, was that they had soft matzahs. And one of the rayas that they bring that you should have soft matzahs is our Gemara. Because our Gemara says, Meniach, you put the prusa betoich shleima. So if the matzahs are soft, then we can have the one folded into the other. But if it's like our matzahs, which are hard, then it's difficult to have matzahs that are meniach shleima betoich prusa. I also saw from the Mechayim that there's a real purpose of putting together the prusa and the shleima. The shleima represents the person who's Baruch Hashem wealthy. The prusa represents the ani. And he says that when we put together the bitseya, when we put together the ani and the usher together, that's when we have bracha. Says the Gemara, Amar Abba, Ubishabbos chayv adam liftzal shtei kikri. So as we discussed, on Shabbos you have to make hamotzi on two full loaves. My tama, because the Torah says lechem mishnah ksiv. Amar Rav Ashi, chazinan l'Rav Kahana. I saw Rav Kahana on Shabbos. The nokat tarkti, he would take two loaves, ubatz achada, but cut one. Rav Zeira, says the Gemara, batz akula sherusa. He would cut himself a piece of bread large enough that it would be enough for all the challah he needed for an entire meal. Amalei Ravina Lervashi, v'kamechsi kirefsun zonso. Cutting yourself such a large piece of bread looks like a person that's very into eating. Amalei, to which he responded, kivin dekal yoyme l'kavet hachi. It's not what I normally do. V'hidin dekavet, I only do so on Shabbos. So people see that I'm doing it l'shei mitzvah. I'm doing it l'kavet Shabbos. Aloi mechsi, so here we have the halacha of lechem mishnah, that as we said earlier in our shir, you have to cut, you have to bring two pieces, two challahs, two whole challahs to your table on Shabbos. And the minig is, as it says in Shulchan Aruch, that on Friday night, you put one challah on top of the, you put one challah that's on top of the other challah, and at night, you cut the challah that's on the bottom. By day, you cut the challah which is on top. And this, the Rama says, is a pi kabbalah. The question is that if you're cutting the lechem that's on bottom, we have a rule that we learned many times in Shas, that eim avir mala mitzvahs. So how could you cut the upper one? How could you cut the bottom one if the upper one is closer to you? Because of that, the Mishnah Brewer says, you should move the bottom one closer to you, and you wouldn't have an issue of eim avir mala mitzvahs. This halacha applies not just by Shabbos; it applies on Yom Tov as well. This halacha applies to all the people sitting around the table. There's a very interesting question, and lechatchila it applies by shalosh shudos as well, and you should cut a large piece of challah, like we just learned. There are those that have a minig to cut both challahs. Our minig is that we only cut one. However, there is an issue, and that is our whole Gemara is teaching us that you're supposed to always cut the one that's more choshev. So let's say you have two challahs, a large challah and a small challah, and you only need the small challah. You only have the large challah available to you because you need lechem mishnah. So now the question is, the larger challah is the challah that's more chashev. We keep on learning in our shir that you're supposed to make the bracha on the challah that's more chashev. So perhaps you have a real issue when you cut, but you're only interested in eating the small challah, you may have an issue in cutting the small challah versus cutting the big challah. There's also a discussion that everybody, as we just learned, sitting around the table, has to have Lechem Mishnah. But there are many people that have the minig that everybody around the table makes their own hamotzi. So if I'm making my own hamotzi, how am I yotzi with the Lechem Mishnah? So Rav Ozner discusses it, and he says that it's preferable that everybody should make their own hamotzi. We're not certain that if I'm being yotzi, the bracha for somebody else, if he's having the proper kavana, if I'm having the proper kavana, and therefore, says Rav Ozner, the hamotzi and the lechem mishnah do not necessarily travel together. And therefore, lechem mishnah, we're yotze, we're what the person leading the meal makes the bracha on two whole chalas, and the hamotzi is brichas hanenin, that everybody can make their own bracha. Rav Avadya Yosef in a tshuva in Chelek Ches, Eirachayim Simulam Beis, says that you can make lechem mishnah even on a frozen challah as well. Continues the Gemara, of Ami Rav Asi Kavim Sramalei Rifta Deruva, they used to put away a bread for the Erev Tashilin or the Erev Tchumim. They used to use that bread for the Lechem Mishnah and Shabbos. Mevarach alav Motzi Lechem and Aretz. That would be the bread that they made, that they used for Motzi Lechem and Aretz. Amri, they said, Ahoy v'as avid bei mitzvah chada, since one mitzvah was made with it, the avid bei mitzvah achrita. We could use it for other mitzvahs. We should use it for other mitzvahs as well. Of course, we can't use the Erev bread, but we still need it for the Erev. We're speaking in a situation where we no longer need it for an Erev. And that's why the minig is that the hadassim that were used in the dalim that are used in the dalim minim, we put in to make the bracha by minim asamim on Matzah Shabbos. The hashanis are used for baking matzahs or for burning the chametz, all for the same reason. That something that was used for one mitzvah should be continued to be used for another mitzvah. And I saw that the Sefer Or Chadosh says it was particularly Rav Ami and Rav Asi who did this. Because we learned earlier in Amasechta, on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, that Rav Ami and Rav Asi, the Gemara said, Afagav Davlu Tleiser Be Knishta Be Tveria, even though there were 13 Bate Knesses in Tveria, we learned, Lo Hava Matzli, they davened, Ele Be Mude Hech Davin Garsi. They would daven what they learned. Says the Or Chadosh, what did Rav Ami and Rav Asi teach us? They taught us if you do one mitzvah, continue doing another mitzvah. So just like they said, if I'm learning in this spot, it should also be the spot. It should also be the spot where I daven. Here too, if I did a mitzvah with this challah, I should use it further for another mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos.